Six damn years since we were graced, honored, privileged, and blessed with the iconic pipes of the one and only queen herself, Adele. Adele dropped her incredible music video and her new song, Easy On Me, today. I'm recording this Thursday night for Friday. Thursday afternoon, evening, for us all and literally the whole world, including myself, is in tears. I've listened to the song many times now. I love it. I'm living for it. It's already on TikTok. I can't. She is a gem, one of those rare talents who, you know, they don't come across often. When they do, you make them a star, which is what the world has done to Adele, because she's just... I remember when I first heard who Adele was, I was in college. It was my sophomore year going to my junior year at college. Yes. And I was living at my school for a summer because I had an internship. And I remember on Facebook when you could put like status, but you would do it to a song. Well, one of the RAs of the dorm I was staying in for summer housing, I would always be listening to her, and I thought her name was Adele. I didn't know the correct pronunciation. It was Adele. I thought it was Adele. And I was like, what? Who's Adele? Who's Adele? So I asked him one day, and he was like, oh my God, you have to listen to her. And I did. And I was like, my life has changed forever. But before we get into all that, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday as I enter Dimitri, the mistress of pop culture, here to bring you four stellar stories that are pop culture based to get us into our weekend. Of course, starting off with the Adele of it all, which is just literally the greatest way to, you know, go into a Friday, which is, jamming up to Adele's song on Thursday night. Which is what I myself am doing. Along with watching some TV and, you know, whatnot. But aside from that, I hope everybody had a really great week. Not much to update you on since we last chatted. It's a bit nippy here in LA, which I love. It's going to be a warmer weekend. Then it's going to go back to being cold, which, you know, hey, I love it. I love the cold weather. And it's almost Thanksgiving. Well, it's almost Halloween. It's going to be Thanksgiving and then Christmas. And then, you know, we're in 2022. Here's hoping. But aside from that, I don't have any life updates to provide you. So let's just get into it and chat about the Adele of it all, because I can't even handle it. So without further ado, our first story from Deadline. Adele releases Easy On Me first single and video from new album 30. The first new music in 6 years from British superstar songstress Adele is out today. Well, for you guys, it'll be yesterday. Marking her return after a long hiatus that saw a divorce and a remarkable physical transformation. Excuse me. Just had a coffee. The new song Easy On Me is a spare mid-tempo ballad that, like her other songs, reflects her real life experience. Quote, go easy on me, baby, she sings. I was still a child, didn't get the chance to feel the world around me, had no time to choose what I choose to do, so go easy on me. The music video starts off in black and white and is in the same location Adele used in her video for the 2015 hit single, Hello. The song and video are part of 30, her fourth full album, out November 19th. Adele is actually age 33. She's a year older than me, and she has had way more life experience, which is just like making me feel like, I gotta get on, I gotta get my act together. Adele was clear in an Instagram live over the weekend as to what her new album is about. Quote, divorce, babe, divorce. And in a Twitter statement, she described the album as her ride or die throughout the most turbulent period of her life. Now, I listened to the song many a time, and let me read to you. Actually, I don't know why I didn't put this article up, but let me just go to E Online really quick, because that was from Deadline, but, you know, that's the trades, and I like to know what's going on in the trades. Why isn't it? Oh, here it does. Please tell. It might pause you out, so give me.
Yes, this is what E said. Adele officially makes her return to music with Easy On Me. Listen now. Okay. Say hello to Adele's new song. The Grammy winner is finally back with her long-awaited single Easy On Me from her self-described divorce album 30, which is coming November 19th. Adele opens the powerful song by saying she feels like she's drowning in a river while desperately trying to find gold, before presumably reflecting on a relationship with ex-Simon Kinoki. Quote, baby, let me in, she sings, asking him to go easy on me, baby. The emotional chorus continues. Quote, I was still a child, didn't get the chance, feel the world around me. The Rolling in the Deep singer says she, quote, changed who I was to put you both first, assuming it's about her husband and son, but is ultimately giving up the marriage. The pair share son, Angelo, 8. Adele teased the Easy On Me release 2 weeks ago, giving eager fans a reason to look forward to October 15th and the black and white Instagram video. She's seen putting a tape into a car radio and then turning up the volume as she drives down the road. Loose papers fly out of the windows and the opening notes of the song begin to play. Quote, Easy On Me. Sorry, not quote. Easy On Me in quotes. Is the first song released from her upcoming fourth album titled 30, a nod to the age she was when she began recording the songs. It's a pattern she often follows, having dropped 19 in 2008, 21 in 2011, and 25 in 2015. Wow, I was a freshman in high school when Adele came out with 19. In early October, the now 33-year-old first began hinting that a new album was finally coming, with social media users noticing billboards with 30 written on them in various parts of the world, spanning from Ireland to the US. That's a horrible Irish accent. Sorry, I didn't mean to offend the Irish. The Luck of the Irish. Remember that Disney Channel original movie, The DCOM with Ryan Mearman? Iconic! After a split from Simon in April 2019, many fans believe she would begin writing about heartbreak. And naturally, they seem to be spot on. Quote, 30 tried me so hard, but I'm owning it and I'm trying my hardest to lean into it all. She wrote on her 31st birthday in May of that year. Quote, bunch of effing savages, 30 will be a drum and bass record to spite you. Chip up, eh? These days, she's sending her love to sports agent Rich Paul, whom she's been dating since August. Quote, she feels really comfortable around him and is in good headspace right now. And instead, I told E! News in September. Quote, she is all about having fun and being in good company. And Rich definitely provides that. It seems that creating her latest album has been a cathartic process. She recently explained on Instagram how writing 30 helped her move on from her pain in the wake of the divorce. Quote, I've learned a lot of blistering home truths about myself along the way, she shared. I've shed many layers, but also wrapped myself in new ones, discovered genuinely useful and wholesome mentalities to lead with, and I feel like I finally found my feeling again. I'd go as far to say as I've never felt more peaceful in my life. Adele called 30 her ride or die during this tumultuous period in her life. The album is out November 19th, and I myself am personally going to be buying that album right away because it's probably going to be iconic. And it's such a beautiful song. The music video is so great. I love that it's in black and white, and she has her signature cat eye, gorgeous long nails, luscious rich hair, and she's just perfect. And her pipes are better than ever, as good as ever, better than ever. I love her so much, and I love that she operates on her own terms. You know, she comes out with music when she's ready, not when the industry says you have to come out with music. You know, she's really someone who seems to be very in control of her work and her artistry, as it should be with every artist. And I'm really looking forward to the rest of the songs. I mean, this is obviously the first single that is released, so it makes me think it's probably the biggest. Not biggest. It's like when Taylor Swift, Shake It Off, was the you know, the first track released off her, was it 1989 album? I think. I remember when that song came out. It was literally dipping and tapping my toe in the club. I literally loved it so much. But congratulations to Adele. It's going to be the song of the weekend, probably going to be the song of the month. And I'm very much looking forward to November the 19th, because let me tell you, I'm going to be jamming to that album all damn month long. And a great way to go into the holiday season, of course. So, yeah, love it. Next story of the day from Page Six. One of my favorite billionaires of all time and their offspring getting married. Two billionaires. Melinda and Bill Gates, of course. Bill Gates arrives in New York via helicopter for daughter Jennifer's wedding. Also, there are paparazzi photos I saw, I think, on Just Jared, of Melinda and her daughter Jennifer getting pedicures in New York City in Tribeca before her wedding in her $16 million estate in New York, which is just simply fabulous. Remember when there was that Eat Your Hollywood story that Bill and Melinda Gates were only their children $10 million and the world was like up in arms about it because they were like $10 million. She's a multi-billionaire. But then obviously, you know, she has a $16 million estate that she's living in and he's going to leave her $10 million. That's $26 million. That's like a lot of million. But anyways, like, she's getting married this weekend, which is simply divine. Really, really fabulous. So Bill Gates has touched down in New York City for his daughter Jennifer Gates' wedding this Saturday. The Microsoft founder, 65, grinned as he exited a helicopter at an NYC airport with a small group of family and friends Thursday, dressed casually in jeans and a polo shirt, carrying a brown leather bag. Sadly, Gates' outfit was considerably outshined by another relative's positively Princess Beatrice-esque hat, which appeared to depict a flower. Bill's NYC arrival was far more understated than ex-wife Melinda Gates, who also arrived via helicopter Monday while donning looks from several luxury brands, including a light pink Givenchy cardigan sweater and a black Balenciaga tote bag. Melinda, loving the labels. I love it. Melinda, 57, filed for divorce from her billionaire ex in May, with the separation finalized by August. Just as Bill landed in the city, Melinda and daughter, bride-to-be Jennifer, 25, were snapped visiting a salon together in preparation for her weekend nuptials. The mother-daughter duo were snapped exiting Tribeca Salon M, which offers services, including manicures, pedicures, and massages, 2 days before Jennifer says, I do, to equestrian Nayel Nasser on her $16 million New Salem farm, a graduation gift she received in 2018 from parents Bill and Melinda. A $16 million farm for her graduation? That's pretty damn nice. For my graduation, I went to Spain with my family, which is, like, really glamorous and hell, and, like, really fabulous. I mean, my parents also bought me my apartment, so it's, like,
I'm not Melinda Gaines, but, like, you know, I would love to be. I wonder what this man does if she's marrying. Last month, Melinda also hosted a quaint bridal shower for her daughter at the family's lakefront mansion in Washington State. Images of the event posted to Instagram show how Jennifer, in a white maxi dress and a light pink shawl, with attendees drinking mimosas. They later enjoyed an outdoor lunch alongside pink floral arrangements, spruced up with ultra-trendy pampas grass. Oh, well, this is just simply fabulous for young Jennifer Gates. And I'm very happy for her and this man. I don't know who this man is, but I'm sure he does very well because, you know, I'm sure a Gates wouldn't marry a commoner. But it could be. Maybe she, you know, wants to rebel from the family and wants to marry somebody normal. But I'm not quite sure. But congratulations. Have a fabulous wedding. And a big congratulations to the Gates family. I mean, if she had a $60 million farm for her graduation, imagine what she's going to get as a wedding gift. A pony? I don't even know. But this is just simply divine. Next story of the day. A little bit of a update on one of my favorite TV shows on Netflix, and that is, of course, The Crown. See Elizabeth Debicki and Dominic West's perfect transformation as Diana and Charles on The Crown. Now, obviously, this is a podcast, so you cannot see what I'm seeing, but if you Google it, you'll see what they look like. And I saw these images when I first woke up today, and I was literally aghast. I was, like, screaming because, I mean, Elizabeth Debicki, if you've seen The Great Gatsby with Leonardo DiCaprio and Tobey Maguire, Elizabeth Debicki was Jordan Baker, who was BFFs with Carey Mulligan's character, Daisy Buchanan. One of my favorite movies of all time. And, of course, Elizabeth Debicki was a breakout star because all of them were already stars. Now, Elizabeth Debicki has also been in Guardians of the Galaxy. She's that gold lady. She's fabulous, iconic. I think she's going to be in the third one, too. But she's playing Princess Di, who was previously played by, Emma Corrin. Fabulous. And now Elizabeth is the older version. Not old, but you know what I'm saying. If you thought Emma Corrin and Joshua O'Connor, Emma Corrin, it's right in the article, shame on me, looked like Princess Di and Princess Charles, just you wait till you see the photos of Elizabeth Debicki and Dominic West. Onlookers photographed the Australian actress filming The Crown alongside The Wire star in Spain this week. Debicki and West posed on a yacht as they reenacted the royal family's 91 vacation to Saint-Tropez, 1991, of course. Like the late Princess Diana, Debicki sported a short hairstyle and floral dress for the seaside outing. As for West, the actor looked every bit like Princess Charles in a prim and proper suit and tie. The actors were joined on the Spanish set by Timothy Sambor, 11, and Teddy Hallway, 7, who will make their season 5 debut as Prince William and Prince Harry, respectively. It seems the Crown stars are filming the moments leading up to Prince Charles and Diana's separation as a trip to Saint-Tropez took place a year before the couple formally announced their split in December 1992. Season 5 will also feature Princess Diana's relationship with Dodi Fayed, with Netflix announcing that Khalid Abdallah will play the millionaire. Abdallah has since been spotted visiting a yacht in Spain, leading some to believe that Princess Diana and Fayed's final trip to France will be portrayed. The couple vacationed on Fayed's yacht the week before I died in the 1997 car crash. I cannot get over how much Elizabeth Debicki looks just like Princess Diana. I mean, the wig, honey. Oh, and that dress. She's gorgeous. Sadly, fans will have to wait quite some time before they are able to see Debicki, West, and others portray members of the royal family. In late September, Imelda Staunton appeared in a video from The Crown set to announce on behalf of the cast and crew, "We look forward to bringing you the next season of The Crown in November 2022. Of course, you know Imelda Staunton as Dolores Umbridge from Harry Potter. Which is, you know, just perfect casting. And I'm really looking forward to this, the next two seasons of The Crown. Netflix is just killing it with content. Between The Crown, Squid Game, Stranger Things, Bridgerton, other shows too. They have good movies too. Right now Titanic is streaming on Netflix. I'm like, literally can't even handle myself right now because I love that movie so much. The Unsinkable Molly Brown? Iconic. I mean, Gossip Girl used to be housed on Netflix, but then it moved to HBO Max, as did Friends, but that's fine. I still love Netflix, and I still have a subscription. No. So, that's really exciting. And now I bring ourselves to our final story of the day. Our fifth and final story of the day. Well, really four, but five. This is actually really sad and shocking news, because this is about somebody that I think a lot of us have grown up with, and that is, of course, Clueless star Stacey Dash, Dion herself. Stacey Dash reveals past addiction. Quote, "I was taking 18 to 20 pills a day." Wow. Life hasn't always been shopping sprees on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills mansions for Clueless star Stacey Dash. In fact, her life is the complete opposite of the 90s teen character in the film that made Dash a household name. The actress has revealed a dark past, including secret pill-popping drug addiction and physical abuse that once left her with a broken arm, and in an interview with Dr. Oz. Quote, "I was taking 18 to 20 pills a day," Dash, now 54, said in the interview that aired Thursday. Oz acknowledged, quote, "18 to 20 Vicodin a day, that's expensive," which sparked a tearful Dash to reply, "Yeah, I lost everything." Hydrocodone, Vicodin, is an opioid prescription painkiller commonly prescribed to treat moderate to severe pain. For those weighing over 100 pounds, the max dosage recommended by doctors is no more than 2.5 to 5 milligram tablets every 4 to 6 hours. Dash described the addiction as her, quote, deepest, darkest secret in a Facebook post and told Oz she would spend, quote, about 5 to 10 grand a month on the pills. Wow. Another dark period she warned with Oz, she shared with Oz, excuse me, was a past abusive boyfriend whom she said once left her with a broken arm in her early 20s. Quote, he would beat me so bad I couldn't get out of bed for 2 weeks. I couldn't walk. He broke my arm, tied me to the bed for 3 days, she said. Some part of me thought it's what I deserved. The troubled actress, who later became a conservative pundit, attributes her belief in God for helping her to remain sober, but admitted she has to, quote, sometimes fight to keep her faith. Quote, do we have to fight for it? Sometimes, yeah. Are there moments when I wake up and I'm like, this is a bad day, I want to do something bad? I know, I get on my knees and I pray to Jesus will help me. He's helped me for 5 years. It's not been easy. There have been days where I've spent the entire day on my knees and didn't move until I felt God fill that hole inside me, she said. Well, this is really, really sad, of course, and she's very lucky to be alive. And I think famously, somebody else who is an actress who has been very open about her past struggles with Vicodin is Jamie Lee Curtis. She's talked about it. She said she's a survivor, an addict, and it's on YouTube. I've watched it before. And it's very candid and open. But yeah, this is really sad. You know, this is one of those cases where it's like you never know what goes on behind closed doors. And, you know, I know when Stacey Dash was supporting, I believe it was Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney. People were, you know, of course, horrified. But it's her faith. And if she's conservative, she's conservative. And, you know, nobody, if her faith, if her addiction and sobriety has led her to faith and being more of a conservative individual, then it makes total sense. But I'm glad she's alive, and it's great that she's being honest and using her platform to share her struggles with others who may be going through the same thing. And I know that the opioid addiction is a real, pandemic's the right word, is a real, it's a catastrophe. It's a big deal. But it's very sad. So I wish Stacey Dash a healthy, speedy recovery, and I want to see her back on the screen. She was so good as Deanna. She's a great actress, and she's, you know, has that incredible smile, which is fabulous. So, yeah. Well, that's our Thursday evening / Friday episode. And this week's, come to a conclusion for me, the Mistress of Pop Culture, and for you too, girl. I hope you all had a fabulous week. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. I really love doing this. It is literally my pride and joy, and it's quite fun. So I hope you all have a fabulous weekend. Let me know what you're doing for the weekend. Drop me a line on Instagram or TikTok. I'm Andrew DeVitri, the Mistress of Pop Culture. You can stream my podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, CastBox Radio, iTunes, the podcast app of the iPhone, basically anywhere where podcasts stream. I'll be back Monday with some stories. Bye!